Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Involved in yesterday's shooting, Colonel Perez will speak in a minute about that update. Second, I want to let the Providence community know that effective immediately, we are lifting the shelter in place for Brown and the related area. Campus communications pushed out an update to that effect a little while ago, and the City of Providence, through our official channels, is making that update now. Again, the shelter in place has been lifted for the City of Providence. Finally, I'll note on just an update on the individuals who are recovering at Rhode Island Hospital. There remain 7 individuals in stable condition, 1 in critical but stable condition, and 1 has been discharged. Those are the 9 individuals injured yesterday. We talked yesterday multiple times about the tremendous cooperation and amount of law enforcement resources that were made available to us. And I want to offer my profound thanks to all the hardworking men and women in law enforcement who worked through the night to be able to get us to this point where we can confirm that there is a person of interest who has been detained. This is exactly the kind of collaboration that we train for. And that we hope for. Our partnership with the FBI, with the state police, and obviously the heroic actions of the Providence police have brought us to this point, but it is with sincere gratitude that we have for our law enforcement partners who work so closely together, seamlessly, throughout the evening and into the morning. At this point, I'll ask Governor McKee to say a few words, and then we'll hear from the Colonel and from the FBI, and we'll take your questions. Governor.
Thanks, Mayor. And we're going to continue to have our thoughts with the families, the individuals that have been impacted by this horrific event. And we're standing again with Brown University, and of course, the state of Rhode Island's resources will continue to be there, Mayor, as we proceed with the process. We'll continue to have our state police really on alert for everyone out there so that there's a sense of calmness in the state. And I will just repeat what I said last night, the fact that the state of Rhode Island is in shock, but they're really responding as communities that we all love, and that the communities that we are proud of, the fact that we live in a state that everybody comes together. Again, my thoughts are still centered on those individuals that have lost their lives And I'm praying that the families will find the strength to be able to deal with this in a way that their lives are not disrupted as much as they probably will be. So we'll keep our state police out there. We'll continue to work with the city of Providence and, of course, Brown University to make sure that everything is being done possible so people feel as though that we're responding in a way to help those who've been impacted by this event. And we'll continue to stand with you as time goes on.
Thank you, Governor. Now we'll hear from Colonel Oscar Perez, Providence Police.
Thank you, Mayor, and good morning. I'm going to be clear. I'm going to be very limited with what I can share with you all this morning. Again, my condolences and thoughts and prayers with the families that were impacted by these actions. So, yeah, as the mayor stated, we have detained someone of interest, but I respect and to protect the integrity of the investigation, I would only be limited in my details. The next process for us is what we do best in our detectives is to coordinate with the prosecutors, to collect evidence, to conduct interviews, and then from there, we'll be able to, when it's appropriate and accurate, to share more details with you all. But I'm pleased to say that, as the mayor stated, the collaboration between our federal partners, our different municipalities in the state, is all hands on deck. And, you know, when this incident in the city that shocked the conscious, we know for a fact that we just step up. And the federal agents, our federal partners, I want to thank them for their assistance, but as well, every single municipality, the state police, and every other chief in the state. We came together as a small state. It impacted a lot of us, the incident that occurred. And so, again, I'm just happy to share with you that we're in the process now of coordinating with prosecution, conducting interviews, and being able to collect evidence so that we can protect the integrity of the investigation and that we can hold the individuals accountable for their actions. So.
Next, we'll hear from Ted Dox from the FBI, who was integral throughout the process and especially early this morning.
No, hopefully for the families, the victims, this community, having these leaders and law enforcement up here and really community as a whole came together within 24 hours. We talked about a timeline. Within 24 hours, we were able to have a subject of interest that's in custody. I will say that we could not do that without working seamlessly with our partners here. I tell you, not only the Rhode Island State Police, the Colonel has been great. HSI, DEA, also Rhode Island State Police as well. I mean, I tell you, just working with those partners, coming together in a way in which we should, literally not sleeping, working through the night to make sure that we can bring about some type of ease and calm to the community here. And so I just want to thank all the partners here, the leaders as well, because I tell you, they did not sleep either, and we were on the horn definitely gleefully when we got a person of interest there. So that's what your FBI does. I tell you, I want to give a personal thanks to not only the investigators, also the intel, the professional support that have been working around the clock, headquarters. We have folks that are actually coming in right now to help work with the victims. But I tell you, that's what your FBI does, and that's what we do with our partners and leaders within the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. We'll take questions.
Was the person taken in custody last night or this morning?
He was detained earlier this morning.
Can you tell us where and how it kind of went down?
I can't confirm that for you right now. Again, just to protect the integrity of this investigation, we're talking to the attorney, speaking with the Attorney General's office, and we'll be able to provide that at a later date.
Outside of Providence?
Again, I can't confirm that for you right
now.
Again, it was just still part of the investigation. We're collecting evidence, and we'll continue to do so. But when appropriate and accurate, we'll be able to share that with you.
Can we ask, President Patton, can you set the microphone for us? What would you want to say to the Brown community, the Brown families, the Brown alumni, folks who are watching right now?
Well, everybody is reeling, and we have a lot of recovery ahead of us. So my main goal in the coming days and weeks and months, it will take a long time, is to bring people back together and help them feel safe and secure on campus.
And the resources that you have on campus today, President?
We have, we've pulled out all the stops. We have, you know, religious life, student services, everybody we can to be there to support our community. And I do want to say our DPS has been great, but the law enforcement, the Providence Emergency Management Service team, people from the Nonviolence Institute have been on call. They've been amazing. So just incredible support from the community.
Madam President, can we confirm now that the shooting happened inside a final exam review for the principals of economics class?
That's my understanding, yes.
Is the person of interest affiliated with Brown anywhere, or their students, staff?
Again, I won't be able to confirm that for you right now. But again, we have somebody and we have detained them, and we'll conduct our investigation. Our detectives will do, and I'm very confident on what they are going to provide for us.
Are you looking for anybody else?
Not at this point, but again, we're still conducting our own investigation.
Can you just sort of walk us through? I recognize you're not going to say very much, but between the 11 o'clock press conference last night and didn't have somebody, what happened in the hour or however long it took? Like, was there a breakthrough? Can you give us anything on sort of how you got to?
So as our special agent from the FBI stated, it's all collaboration, it's cooperation, it's all hands on deck. We're picking up on any leads, any tips that come our way, and that's what we do. That's what this department has done for years. And so when some incidents or horrific incidents like this occur, we step up, and we ended up with the results of detaining someone of interest. And again, at a later day when we update, you will be able to provide you with the rest of the details how we came about to stop that interview.
Did the video help at all?
Again, this all evidence that we collect, including the video and including all the items that we have, and again, tips. But I also like to commend the individuals and the citizens of this state. They come forward and provide, and law enforcement officers as well. There's a passion. It's what we do. We're fathers, and we really care. And so it doesn't matter if you're an officer in one point of the state or another. We all work together, and so that's what it comes about. So. Correct. Yeah, it's all tips that we received. Detectives followed up on a lot of them, and again, all the resources, like the federal partners that we have, also followed up on some of the tips. There's 400 pros of police officers. A lot of them came to work. We didn't even know that they were working, and so it all came down to collaboration, cooperation, and that's where we're at now. So.
Can you explain to us what police are doing right now? They've got streets still closed off. Can you explain to us what...
I'm sorry, Molly. Say that again.
Can you explain to us what police are still doing? They're blocking off streets right now. Can you kind of explain? Should people stay clear of that area?
Yeah, again, we're still in the process of collecting evidence, and so we're putting it all together. Policing is very it's a difficult job. We're having to make sure that we protect due process and the integrity of the investigation, so we may collect other evidence, and that's why we're still out there. We're confident enough that we are able to say that we detained somebody of interest. So.
Can you share if there's any updates about what's going to be happening with final exams or final projects beyond what you already shared?
Yeah, I mentioned last night that we had canceled the finals today. There were four finals. We're in the process of putting together some announcements and updates with guidance for the coming week.
Chief, there's a question.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Chief. Should students still expect to see police and other law enforcement officers walking through campus?
So absolutely, the command staff and obviously the patrol division, we spoke about this. So we have actually enhanced the presence in the staffing for the day, just to make sure that people see us. And so, yes, we will be out there. And so just like we do on the weekends, especially like last night was extremely busy. We have several events going on in the city. We have 200,000 population of the city, but on the weekends it picks up. And so just today we the same, especially the snow coming down, so we'll have an enhanced, but up here we'll definitely have a presence.
Let me just add to that in a little bit. There are still a couple streets closed here approximate to campus as the investigation continues and evidence is collected and such. Throughout the city of Providence, proactively, individuals will see an enhanced police presence, not because there is particular cause for concern or evidence being gathered in another corner or another, but we know that it is a Sunday in the holiday season, and we want folks to feel safer knowing that there are people in a position of authority throughout the city today. We're receiving assistance from the state police to that effect, and so we don't want that to be alarming. We want that to be reassuring to our residents, to our visitors, and those who might be in Providence today. Right immediate to where the incident occurred yesterday, there might still be an enhanced police presence because the investigation is ongoing. But if you see police elsewhere in the city of Providence, please know that we are doing that in a proactive manner for the comfort and reassurance of our community. not because there was evidence there or any cause for concern in the other neighborhoods in Providence.
So Mayor, can you talk a little bit about the victims? There was, and I know you gave us the conditions. Were they students when we were relaying to the public? Should we kind of categorize them as students?
We are not releasing any information about the victims at this time. We fully expect to provide additional updates today, and in one of the successive updates, in the hours to come, we will provide more details on the victims so that we can continue to have an opportunity to communicate with the families and such. So we just need a little bit more time on that.
And two fatalities.
Yes, that it is still the case that there were two fatalities yesterday.
Mayor, you were saying, you know, there's extra police presence around the city today. People shouldn't be alarmed by that. But can people, with this person in custody, you know, the city's been on edge all night, can people breathe a little easier right
yes.
now, given that news?
Yeah, the people of Providence should breathe a little easier this morning. The reason that we are here, and as the Colonel has said many times, the investigation with regard to the individual who has been detained is very much ongoing and in the middle of it right now. But we're providing this update specifically so that the people of Providence can breathe a little easier this morning. That is also why we feel confident and comfortable to lift the shelter in place for the city.
Mayor, notably, today is the 13-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook school shooting. How has that helped shape your response to a shooting like this, and what more do we need to do?
So, as I mentioned yesterday, our two priorities as of last night were to, one, bring the individual responsible to justice, and that investigation is ongoing, although we have a meaningful update that we've just provided. Two is our concern for the victims who, as I mentioned, are still, most of whom are still hospitalized. That remains our priority right now. But as everyone mentioned yesterday, the governor, President Paxson, and myself, and this is because of the times in which we live, Sandy Hook and many other instances of violence around our country, any of us in leadership capacities have had to think about this. We have a generation of kids who have done active shooter trainings. That was not something I had to do when I was a kid. And we all, I think maybe intellectually, we knew it could happen anywhere, including here, but that's not the same as it happening in our community. And so this is an incredibly upsetting and emotional time for Providence, for Brown, for all of us. I'm sorry to say we have thought about this. As we mentioned yesterday, we've all trained for this. This is not something we should have to train for. But we have, including very recently. And that's why we're here not, what is it, 16 hours later, 17 hours later? In a positive way, with an update and an investigation that has progressed very quickly. Part of that success is because of the collaboration that we've had between law enforcement agencies. They train regularly for that collaboration. That practice was already there so that we could work so well together with so many resources being offered, which is wonderful that those resources were offered, but they're only as good as you can use them. And we were able to use them because we had trained for this moment. But this is not something any community should have to train for. And so there'll be plenty of time to talk about what should happen, what should have happened in our society and in our community. But right now, our priorities remain as the same as they were yesterday, which is to bring the individual responsible to justice, and there's an investigation that is ongoing but making good progress, and to ensure the full and complete recovery of the survivors of this attack who are still at Rhode Island Hospital. And whose status has not degraded, and we should all thank God for that. And so we plan on providing additional updates throughout the day today, but to the earlier question, yes, the community in Providence should breathe at least a small sigh of relief at this moment.
President Paxson, a similar question that they're just asked, unfortunately, that Brown's been enlisted. Sandy Hook, the names of course are come up, so just what's your reaction to?
Well, I mean, when something like this happens, as the mayor said, it's something we think about, we have prepared for in coordination with the local law enforcement. but when it happens, it's just hard to believe. And our community's strong, and we'll get through it, but it's devastating. And I know it is for the entire Providence community, too.
You all mentioned there were over 400 police officers last night. Has that number increased with the enhancement, or it stayed the same?
So we have reduced it at this point. As the mayor stated, we'll make sure that just enhance the law enforcement for the day and just because of the different events that are going on in the city. So,
do you have a number?
At this point. So we'll have 30 car posts that are working, and that includes on top of that, we have detectives that are working, we have task forces that are working, I'm working, the commander, we haven't slept, so there'll be a lot of us out there. So.
Chief Mark Telemundo, audience, you mind speaking in Spanish? Just a quick recap on its safety alongside.
Sure, thank you, gracias. Para explicarle a nuestra comunidad que realmente hasta el momento hemos cogido una persona que es de interés a la policía y vamos a seguir investigando. Al momento estamos coordinando con lo que es el fiscal, estamos coordinando también colectando evidencia, estamos coordinando en tomar testimonios y de ahí vamos a ya cuando tengamos la información apropiada y que sea correcta, la vamos a dar a la comunidad para que ellos entiendan que tenemos a la persona ya arrestada en el momento que eso venga. Pero hasta el momento me gustaría darle las gracias a nuestros partners federales y también a las otras municipalidades y a los otros policías aquí, departamentos que trabajamos en un momento de cooperación para poder llegar a este momento. Y más tarde vamos a dar lo que es a decirles más de lo que ha pasado y también darles información si metemos a alguien, si arrestamos a alguien. De todas maneras, me gustaría agradecer a lo que es la unidad, la colaboración, es importantísima. En las últimas horas muchos de los policías no han dormido para llegar a este momento. Y entonces estamos ahí para tener unos buenos resultados y me siento confortable que esta ciudad en este momento puede respirar un poquito más tranquila.
Last question.
Person of interest, you believe, is in their 30s, is that still accurate?
I'm sorry.
So, correct, yes.
We will keep you posted on additional updates. We do expect to brief throughout the day today as other relevant details become available. We will continue to notify you all through the same press list. Again, if you're not on the press list, please see Josh. He'll get you on the press list, but otherwise we'll post with adequate warning when we plan on briefing again. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chief, one more thing. It's a male.
It's a male DJ. Correct, yeah. Yes, yes. It takes me a little while to go back and forth. That's why I couldn't get that question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.